This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. A new milestone Thursday in a world struggling to fight the novel coronavirus. 12 million confirmed cases globally. That's according to data collected by Johns Hopkins University. The numbers continue to climb every single day, with the United States and Brazil making up more than a third of total cases. The U.S. adding more than 60,000 new cases on Wednesday, the biggest single day number since the outbreak began. At least five U.S. states, California, Texas, Tennessee, West Virginia, and Utah, posted a record number of new cases on Wednesday. Health officials in Arizona, California, Florida, and Texas are also warning that hospitals across their states have reached or are nearing full capacity in their intensive care units. Some leading U.S. Democrats are reacting negatively to a meeting between President Donald Trump and Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. President López Obrador's Wednesday meeting comes close to the presidential election. He has brushed off criticism at home to push ahead with plans to meet President Trump, who is widely disliked in Mexico because of remarks he's made about its people. The meeting, which was reportedly very positive, was part of a celebration of a new North American trade deal. The two leaders did not shake hands out of caution for the coronavirus, but also did not wear masks. Mexico posted a new record of coronavirus cases in a single day with nearly 7,000 infections. Despite the soaring figures, Mexico's coronavirus czar, Hugo López-Gatell, said the pandemic was slowing. We have more coverage of their meeting on VOANews.com. This is VOA News.